And you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins at 7 o'clock. Time for the Opera Box.
Support comes from Boulder Digital Arts, offering live instructor-led classes that are held on Zoom, so you can still raise your hand and ask the instructor a question. More information at boulderdigitalarts.com.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org.
Well, good evening, happy Monday, and welcome in the Opera Box. I'm Ron Nadell, your host, and tonight my playlist features a variety of great trouser roles. Music written for a woman's voice in a man's role, such as Ascanio, Benvenuto Cellini's Cheerful Apprentice. And we'll hear great moments by Beethoven, Strauss, Rossini, Offenbach, and more. Why would composers do this? You'll find out when you join me in the Opera Box.
Secondo, Shiva Teresa, Once.
The young apprentice Ascanio is worried about his mentor Benvenuto Cellini. They're behind schedule in making a new statue for the Pope. But he never feels sadness or anxiety. He cheers himself up with a merry aria. That's from Act Two of Benvenuto Cellini by Hector Berlioz. We heard Jane Barbie Mezzo as Ascanio. Colin Davis conducted the Royal Opera Orchestra. Well, it's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist of famous trouser roles. Women in the role of a man in opera. Sometimes called breeches roles, there's at least 50 trouser roles in opera, and there are several reasons composers might employ a trouser role. Now, if you think about it, men wore skirts and played women in the plays dating back to Greek and Roman dramas and even in Shakespeare's day. Women were generally considered inappropriate as actors on the stage, but men in skirts also lent humor and a good bit of titillation in love scenes, for example. The same was true in early opera with the castrati, often taking women's roles. A castrato was a young man who underwent castration before his voice changed, and that resulted in a unique and prized voice in the soprano and mezzo range, but with a man's timbre. Well, by the late 18th century, with changes in social attitudes, castrati went out of fashion. Composers turned to women's voices for young men or boys, such as the young Ascanio we just heard. But in this next scene, the trouser role is demanded by the plot in Beethoven's Fidelio. The opera, about loyalty and freedom, is about Leonora, who plots to rescue her husband. Florestan is a political prisoner, scheduled to be executed. Leonora dresses herself as a man. Using the name Fidelio, she takes a job at the prison, working for Rocco, the jailer. Well, to add to her anxiety, Marcellina, Rocco's daughter, has fallen in love with Fidelio. The young assistant jailer, Giacchino, is in love with Marcellina. And in this scene, Marcellina, the soprano, dreams of marrying Fidelio. Her solo becomes a duet as Fidelio, the mezzo, struggles with fear of exposure. Duet becomes trio as Rocco, the bass, takes delight in the young couple, and trio becomes quartet as Giacchino the tenor bemoans his situation. Having Fidelio as a trouser role gives vocal balance to the quartet, two men and two women.
Thank you.
Fidelia worries her disguise as a man will be discovered. Marcelina is in love with Fidelio. Giacchino's in love with Marcelina. And her father, Rocco, hopes Marcelina will marry Fidelio. The complicated quartet from Beethoven's drama, Fidelio. We heard an all-star cast headed up by Christa Ludwig Mezzo as Fidelio, Gottlieb Frick bass as Rocco, Ingeborg Hallstein as Marcelina, and the great Gerhard Unger, tenor as Giacchino. Otto Klemperer conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra. It's 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. And I've got a playlist of operatic trouser roles. Women singing a man's role. Next, a trouser role for the sheer beauty of combined women's voices. This is from The Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach. Hoffmann is a hopeless romantic attracted to unattainable women. He's accompanied in his adventures by his level-headed friend, Niklaus. Niklaus often warns Hoffmann of danger and is always there to rescue him, which is ironical because Niklaus is sung by a mezzo-soprano. But listen to this duet from Act Two. Hoffmann and Niklaus are in Venice, dining with the fabulous courtesan Giulietta. Niklaus is inspired by the magical night air, and Giulietta echoes his sentiments.
Thank you.
Hoffman's friend Nicholas and the courtesan Giulietta sing of the magic of the night air in Venice. We heard Beverly Sills as Giulietta and Suzanne Marcy as Niklaus. Julius Rudel conducted the London Symphony and the John Aldus Choir. Now, this next trouser roll example is from Bellini's Capulets and Montagues from 1818. Bellini's opera has a slightly different story from Shakespeare's. It was written by Luigi Schiavoli. Juliet is betrothed to Tybalt, but is in love with Romeo from a rival political faction. Now, we might wonder why any composer would choose to have Romeo sung by a woman in a trouser role, until we hear the Act One duet, where Romeo tells Juliet their only hope is to run away together. Juliet would like to run away, but she's conflicted by familial duty, and this upsets Romeo. Their situation seems hopeless to both of them. Romeo is sung by the great mezzo-soprano Janet Baker, and Beverly Sills is Juliet. Romeo and Juliet are in a hopeless situation. Romeo would like to run away, but Juliet is conflicted with familial duty. From I Cabuletti e I Montecchi, music of Vincenzo Bellini. And we heard the great Janet Baker as Romeo, Beverly Sills as Juliet. Giuseppe Pitani conducted the new Philharmonia Orchestra. You see why Bellini chose a trouser role. Well, with this next trouser role from Rossini's Count Ori, we get a little bit of titillation in a beautiful ensemble. The young Count Ori is a cad, wanting to seduce Countess Adele, the wife of his friend's, of his father's friend. Well, while her husband is away, Ori disguised himself as a nun and was admitted to Adele's castle. And there in the dark, he snuck into her bedroom to try to woo her. But he doesn't know that his page boy, Isolier, is there, and Isolier warned the countess. Isolier is sung by the soprano. In the dark, Isolier sits in Adele's chair, with Adele hidden behind him so she can speak. Ori kisses Isolier, thinking it's Adele. A man dressed as a nun kisses a young man, sung by a woman.
Je sens battre seul et dans cette chambre où je ne puis dormir. Tout me trouble, tout m'inquiète. Je peur, permettez-moi près de vous de venir. Permettez-moi près de vous de venir. Charme. Quand on est deux, quand on est deux, on a moins peur.
Et lorsque l'on est deux,
je ne puis d'alarme.
Que faites-vous?
Moi, plus de frayeur, plus de frayeur, quand cette main est sur mon cœur. Je sens battre de grâce d'espérance. Je sens.
The rakish young Count Ori, disguised as a nun, tries to woo Countess Adele in the dark, but is kissing the page boy, Isolier. From Rossini's comedy, Le Comte d'Ori, The Count Ori. We heard Juan Diego Flores, tenor, as Count Ori, Stefania Bonafedeli, soprano, as Adele, and Marie-Ange Todorovic, mezzo-soprano, was Isolier. Jesus Lopez Cobos conducted the orchestra of the Bologna Community Theater. I'm going to close my survey of trouser rolls with one of the greatest. at least one, my favorite, Octavian, in Richard Strauss' romantic comedy Der Rosenkavalier. Strauss' comedy opens with a brief overture depicting the sex act and climax. Well, the curtain opens to reveal Princess Marie Therese, the Marshalin of Vienna, in bed with her lover, 18-year-old Octavian, sung by mezzo-soprano. The trouser role is further woven into the comedy when Octavian has to dress like a maid to sneak out of the Marshalin's bedroom in the morning, but not before she is spotted by the Marshalin's old boorish cousin, Baron von Ox. The Baron wheedled his way into an arranged engagement to young, innocent Sophie, but when he sees the cute chambermaid, he tries to arrange a tryst with her. The plot gets complicated. Sophie meets Octavian, and the two young people fall in love. At the end of the opera, the Baron is exposed for the buffoon he is. In a secret assignation, he meets the young chambermaid, who is, remember, a woman in the part of a young man disguised as a girl. Well, when it's revealed that the Baron is romancing a young man, he beats a hasty departure. This leaves Sophie free to be with Octavian. But what about the Marshalin? In the great trio of Act Three, the Marshalin knows she's no longer a young woman. She won't stand in Octavian's way. Octavian expresses his deep gratitude to the Marshalin, and Sophie feels like the whole thing is a dream. The trio becomes a duet as the Marshalin withdraws, leaving the young couple alone. Grab a hanky for this one.
Thank you.
the conclusion to Richard Strauss' Rosenkavalier. Well, that's all the time we've got for Trouser Rolls this evening. This is your host, Ron Nadell. Thanks for joining me tonight. Stay tuned for A Classic Monday.
Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign with funding from Next 50 Initiative. The census guides how billions in funding gets spent, where resources go, and where they don't go. The census affects essential services for older adults and everyone in the community, including healthcare, education, and infrastructure, and helps your community plan for the future. In Colorado, everyone counts. You can participate in the 2020 Census by responding by mail, online at my2020census.gov, or by phone at 1-844-330-2020 for English and 1-844-468-2020 for Spanish.
We'd like to thank Kimberly for donating.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, A Classic Monday.
Tune in to Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU. Join award-winning host Teresa Halsey as she explores Native American issues, music, and culture. That's Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Tonight, music of Arthur Foote, André Jolivet, Blagoje Berza, Germaine Taillefer, Dmitri Shostakovich, Dame Ethel Smythe, and Graham Koenig. But first, music by John Bull. When I was researching the Thomas Addis Piano Concerto I featured on my program a few weeks ago, with its wonderfully wonky rhythms, I wondered about other composers using unusual time signatures. I discovered this little gem from 1620 in 11/4 time called In Nomine. Enjoy.